is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. After federal prosecutors unsealed charges against senior Hamas leaders over the murder of 43 Americans on October 7th and beyond.
These actions will not be our last.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the defendants have led the efforts of Hamas to destroy the state of Israel and murder civilians in support of that aim, and that the charges
are just one part of our effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operations.
Garland says Hamas perpetuated the deadliest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust on October 7th and murdered entire families. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
In Tel Aviv last night, thousands of Israelis took to the streets again, demanding their government reach a deal with Hamas to free the remaining hostages. Russia's stepping up its aerial attacks in Ukraine.
The latest Russian attacks overnight brought more death and destruction, notably in the city of Lviv, on the edge of the EU, and also on the border of the NATO alliance, which President Zelensky is imploring to do more to help defend his country.
The BBC's Nick Beek says three people were killed in the overnight attacks. A week before Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump meet in what might be their only debate, the stakes are only getting higher. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
CBS News battleground analysis shows every key swing state very tight. And with mail ballots going out to voters as soon as Friday and early in-person voting starting September 20th, the debate could have an outsized impact.
I look forward to the debate with her.
A state of emergency is in effect in a coastal California town.
They have no power, no water in there now.
81-year-old Sally Reeves is watching her Rancho Palos Verdes home crumble to pieces.
The stairway was coming away from the wall.
For more than 6 months now, every room in the house she's lived in for 42 years has fallen apart as the landslides get worse.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti. Record-breaking heat continues to scorch the western U.S. This golfer in San Jose doesn't mind.
I love the sun, a little bit of breeze going. Perfect day for me, blue skies. Can't get any better than that.
Excessive heat warnings, though, in effect for parts of California, Nevada, and Oregon. Tennis and the semifinals of the U.S. Open will pit two Americans against each other. First time that's happened in 20 years. This after Francis Tiafoe beat Grigor Dimitrov.
You know, I'm just very focused, man. I'm locked in. But I'm having fun. I'm not putting so much pressure on myself. I'm kind of just going in and battling.
Tiafoe faces fellow American Taylor Fritz on Friday. And stocks now. Well, stock futures.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We could learn more today about the 22-year-old Racine woman charged with homicide after a stabbing Monday. The woman, Sheeta Rhea Johnson, allegedly killed her 25-year-old boyfriend at a home on Howe near 17th. The victim was rushed to the hospital by friends and later flown to Milwaukee. He died during surgery. Racine police are urging anyone with information about the incident to come forward. A hit and run just across the state line Monday night led to the death of a horse. Lake County Sheriff's deputies were called to North Delaney Road in Wadsworth at around 9 Monday night. The driver of the vehicle, likely a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse, which was walking in the northbound lane. Despite a search for a rider and attempts to find the owner, the horse sustained fatal injuries and was euthanized. The investigation is still active. To combat basement flooding, Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations. Applications open September 3rd for the first 100 eligible homeowners. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. Mayor Corey Mason says the program has environmental and home protection benefits. There's more about the program on the city's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast. You know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs
get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 62 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 84 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Try and eat healthy. I drink the bottled water. I feel kind of, it makes you go to the bathroom every 10 seconds. But, you know, I feel kind of silly buying the bottled water. Maybe I'm just too Midwestern. Every time I go in a store, I'm always like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know I can get water free from any faucet, but I want to pay for it. I'm just curious, do you have any air back there? Or can I buy your garbage? It is water, right? How did we get to the point where we're paying for bottled water? That must have been some weird marketing meeting over in France, you know? Some French guy was sitting there, he's like, how dumb do I think the Americans are? I bet you we could sell those idiots water. Look, Pierre, the Americans are pretty dumb, but they're not gonna buy water.
Oh, yes, they are. Let's just tell the Americans the water's from France.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right, it's right to feel the way I do, because I love you. It's wrong to say I don't think I do, cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be with you.
Clark 5 because of WRJN local news and timeless hits. 609. I'm Don Rosen. Want to thank you for joining me today. Sunny. Oh, another beautiful day. It's just nonstop. I used to work with this announcer on the radio. This is a Milwaukee radio station. And we had all these days of nice weather. He gets out in the afternoon and says, we're being plagued by all this nice weather. Plagued? I'll take it. Sunny, 77 today. The high clear tonight, low 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 83. There is a 20% chance of some rain tomorrow. But for the most part, beautiful weather. Right now it's clear, it's cool, 57 degrees right here at Radio Park. And don't forget, we've got more tickets to give away to Three Dog Night. Yeah, they're coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Stay tuned. Get ready for this. Heinz is developing, these are the ketchup people. Heinz is developing a hands-free robot to give hardcore gamers an extra hand by actually dipping their snacks for them and then feeding them those snacks. It's not a stunt either. They have it. It's unclear when it will be available for sale or not. Isn't that the epitome of laziness? Yeah, your robot to dip your chip and then feed it to you, huh? Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
I need love. Give it time, no matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches
the Supremes, Diana Ross, and You Can't Hurry Love. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN on your, what is today? That is Wednesday already? Whoa. How was your first day of school yesterday, kids, huh? I think I liked the first day of school. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I was good, because we had all new clothing. My mother didn't let me wear anything that was old. I had to wear all brand new clothing. So everything looked good. Make sure all the tags are off. You had your new briefcase. Didn't use backpacks back then. Had your new briefcase, loose leaf binder. You had all your fresh pens and pencils. Couldn't use old pens and pencils. Had to be brand new. And I was ready to go. I'm trying to remember. I think I liked it. Yeah. So anyway, I hope your first day of school was good this morning. Remember we talked about this the other day, that four-year-old kid who broke a 3,500-year-old jug in a museum in Israel? Well, he went back for another tour over the weekend. They even let him glue a replica together to show him how the restoration process works. Glue didn't hold. The vase broke. Again. Actually, this was a replica of the vase. But still. Hey, it's 617 WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Just in time for Grandparents' Day this Sunday, they deliver beautiful handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. The Personal Touch by Julie boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions on the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song.
Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
that Three Dog Night is playing the Genesee Theater in Waukegan next week, Thursday, September 12th. They'll do all their big hits, throwing some fun surprises as well. I've got tickets to give away today, tomorrow, and Friday. You can win the tickets. Be listening this morning right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with Three Dog Night tickets to give away. That should be fun, huh? Sunshine today, highs near 77, clear in 57 right now here at Radio Park.
Bye.
local news and Tamla's hits with the Chiffons one fine day at WRJN. It is a word in the in Finland, in the Finnish language. And it's, let me see if I got this right here. Kasaurikanit. Kasaurikanit. You know what that means? It means getting drunk at home alone in your underwear. How come we don't have a word in the English language for that? That would be kind of neat, huh? Rascals, Young Rascals, just regular Rascals. They changed their name halfway through their career. People got to be free. Local news and Tampa's hits, WRJN. Competitive eaters, Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi. Now, remember those two? They used to be in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. They got too big for it, literally. And they moved on to other competitive eating contests. Well, Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi went head-to-head this Monday, Labor Day, for the first time since 2009 in the live Netflix special Chestnut versus Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef. Joey Chestnut beat Takeru Kobayashi in a big hot dog eating contest, downing, are you ready for this number? 83 hot dogs to Kobayashi's 66. And don't laugh, the winner's purse, $100,000. Could you imagine eating 80? What do you eat? 83 hot dogs. Two is my limit at best. And I'm a big guy, but I can't eat more than two. 83 hot dogs. What does that do to your stomach? It's 6:30 on the noggin. Let's head off to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. And Stuart J. Waddle's watching things for us this morning. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddle's. We could learn more today about the 22-year-old Racine woman charged with homicide after a stabbing Monday. The woman, Sheeta Rhea Johnson, allegedly killed her 25-year-old boyfriend at a home on Howe near 17th. The victim was rushed to the hospital by friends and later flown to Milwaukee. He died during surgery. Racine police are urging anyone with information about the incident to come forward.
A hit and run just across the state line Monday night led to the death of a horse. Lake County Sheriff's deputies were called to North Delaney Road in Wadsworth at around 9 Monday night. The driver of the vehicle, likely a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse, which was walking in the northbound lane. Despite a search for a rider and attempts to find the owner, the horse sustained fatal injuries and was euthanized. The investigation is still active. To combat basement flooding, Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations. Applications open September 3rd for the first 100 eligible homeowners. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. Mayor Corey Mason says the program has environmental and home protection benefits. There's more about the program on the city's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cattle producers, stand by. Some important animal identification changes going into effect in Wisconsin beginning November 5th. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, that's right. Starting November 5th, cattle owners across the state of Wisconsin are going to have both an animal ID tag that has visual identification and an electronic component. Trisha Lacey is president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association and says she understands why there's pushback, but also understands why it's important for the industry.
This is going to benefit the entire beef industry. We'd be remiss to think, not if, but when we have a bovine animal disease outbreak, that there will not be major ramifications on our beef supply chain and our export markets. And so I appreciate the NCBA is looking at this from the whole nation and making sure that we're securing our beef supply chain. And we're not going to end up in a situation where we lose those export markets, because that's huge for us because of the quality of cattle that we make. We have to export a lot of that beef. They're doing this with the intention of protecting the livelihood of beef producers.
Trisha Lacey, president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Again, these changes going into effect November 5th, requiring livestock owners to have animal identification tags that have both a visual element and an electronic component. If you've got questions, check in with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection or the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Markets and overnight electronic trade. We'll find out what's happening with our numbers next.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It was a tough day on Wall Street yesterday. It's not a great day for commodities this morning. December corn's down a penny at 408. November beans down about 8, 1004. The December wheat is up a half at 567. On Tuesday, barrel cheese was unchanged at 226. 40-pound block cheese was up a half, 221 and a half. Double A butter dropped penny and three quarters at 315 and a quarter per pound. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 62 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Thank you very, very much. Well, let's get the gray hair out of the way. Because if I don't, you won't listen to a word I say for an hour. You'll be out there, did you know anything about the gray hair? I'm just as befuddled as you. I don't know what happened either. COVID hit, I went into hibernation and came out a senior citizen. Just as well. I was never comfortable in the hair color aisle anyway. You always have to pretend like you're there for someone else. You know? Women, huh? like the difference in hair color names between women and men. Women have hair color names like Ruby Fusion, Chocolate Cherry, Butterscotch. Men's hair color, brown, black, light brown, dark black. For men, that is the entire color spectrum.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Happy together. WRJN local news and timeless hits, and you can catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets. See the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the simple pop-up instructions. Even I understand them. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, September 13th. Just go to WRJN.com. You'll see a Big Deals tab. Click on it. Follow the instructions to enter and win. WRJN, your home for local news, Tamla's hits, and Brewers baseball. And speaking about the Brewers, they're playing this afternoon. The Cardinals are in town at AmFam Field. 6:40 p.m. game time here on WRJN. With our first place Brewers, huh? Yeah. Feels good. Heading into the fall. Sunny today, 77 the high. Right now it's clear and 57 degrees here at Radio Park with Booker T and the MGs. We'll be right back. There you go. Booker T and the MGs. Time is tight at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Have you ever said something like this? I wonder if they make bacon-scented air fresheners. Then you see one online in an ad. All of a sudden, a company called Cox Media Group is bragging to potential clients about a feature called Active Listening, where if you talk about something, it will appear online on their phone or on their computer. The big companies like Google and Amazon claim they have nothing whatsoever to do with it. Yeah, all right. But my wife pointed that out to me once before. She said, it's true. Y'all be talking about something, and all of a sudden, I turn on my phone, and there's an ad for the product I was talking about. It can't be coincidence. It's got to be something real. It's 6:44. The sun is bright this morning. Did you take a look at it? Wow. Clear, bright skies, a cool 55 degrees. It's beautiful here at Radio Park. When I used to live near a road called Sunrise Highway, and the reason they called it Sunrise Highway was if you traveled east in the morning on the highway, you couldn't see anything. The sun was right there on the highway, and it was blinding. And I remember I used to come home from the overnight show, excuse me, at a radio station I worked at. I couldn't see the road. I couldn't see anything. I was blinded by the light. And that's about how bright it is this morning.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Hi, you're waking up to the Beach Boys this morning at 6:45. Local news and timeless hits.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Friday night, we have a rare Green Bay Packer game. What's even rarer is it's being played in Brazil. Philadelphia will take on Green Bay, and you'll hear the game starting at 5 p.m. pregame time. I can't believe, what are they doing in Brazil? Why do they do that? I know sometimes they play in Europe and so forth, but I don't know why they do that. Why would you play the game in Brazil? Anyway, they're playing in Brazil. And speaking about the NFL, we should have seen this one coming. Taylor Swift might not just sit in her luxury box cheering on the Chiefs this season. She could be an integral part in crafting the team's strategy. That's according to Patrick Mahomes. He's the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. He said she's really interested in football. She asked a lot of great questions, and she started drawing up plays that we might have to put one into the game. So now Taylor is designing plays
for the Kansas City Chiefs, huh?
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen,
thousand miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Hey, you know, all week you love timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN. But remember, there's even more timeless hits on Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, Buddy Holly, and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Sinatra. Sundays from 7 a.m. to noon, Lou curates an amazing blend of songs and weaves fun, quirky, and always entertaining themes. Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, a Sunday morning must-hear, right here on WRJN. And, of course, Lou, one of the nicest people you ever want to meet in radio. He really is. He was there at the beginning with Marconi when they started the whole thing.
Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Sun is rising. We've got sunshine today with a high near 77, clear tonight, low 63. Sunny again tomorrow with a high near 83. There is a 20% chance of some rain tomorrow. Right now, perfectly clear, sunshiny sky. 55 degrees here at Radio Park.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law.
Cool the mama look down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me in Julio down by the schoolyard. See me in Julio down by the schoolyard. Gonna take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the colonel's wing, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
That's Paul Simon, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, as you're headed off to work this morning, think about this. The government of the UK might give their workers the right to request a compressed four-day work week. So they'd still have to work the same amount of hours, but they could do it in just 4 days instead of five. Would you like something like that in this?